How do we escape the trap of getting a little bit of something like a sore throat, getting the minor, tiny beginning possibilities of being sick, and then our minds tell us this is it, we have to get sick, and these are the symptoms, and this is how long it's going to take? Will you please enjoy this quick tip on what I do in this situation? Because you might be able to escape, make your sore throat disappear, like Kevin in Home Alone. I made them disappear. Ow! What I do now when I get the first of one of those tiny little warning signs, like the littlest discomfort in a sore throat, the minor set of fatigue, a little bit of a cough, what I do is I start thinking the following. And I'm making this because I literally have just been in the middle of this for 24 hours, where the sore throat has popped in and out over the last 24 hours. And it's so cool. Because I used to get sore throats and I assumed I had to go through the full sick routine of being in bed or having a cough or snotting and all that. And today, I have an open mind. I realize I have no idea what might happen next just because my throat has a little bit of discomfort in it. I do not have to consent to having any cold or any sickness or any of that crap because of what happened in the past, of all the other times I've had colds. In fact, I am immune to most forms of disease because I take such good care of myself, because I eat right, because I exercise, because I have a life filled with love. Why do I want to be healthy? I want to be healthy. I am healthy because I love being of maximum service to the people around me. And I imagine I'm of maximum service when I am fully functional. Being sick generally takes away from my ability to be of full service around me. I ask God to give me opportunities to serve that don't involve being sick. I say affirmations like, I'm not interested in being sick. Instead of getting into the fear that I have to get sick and resenting it. And I think, well, so what if I do get a sore throat? It doesn't matter. It'll be fine. So what? It doesn't even matter. Instead of thinking, oh, I hate it, I hate it, I hate it. What I do also is I check frequently for evidence to the contrary. I used to just feel one swallow and then, whoop, I got a sore throat. That's it. Now I check every time I swallow, I find that it's different. And it's kind of exciting. Like, will it be a little irritable when I swallow? Will it burn a little bit or not? And just because it does flare up for a minute doesn't mean it's going to get worse and I'm definitely going to get sick. Just because I get a little low energy doesn't mean I have to go even further. I was in the line at Chick-fil-A today waiting to get some food for my daughter and my wife. My energy level dipped for a minute and I said, no, we're not doing this. I am energy. That's what I am, an immortal soul. We're going to pull I am energy. And I said to the whole body, energize, energize, pull the energy in straight from God's source, wherever, and we shall be energy. And I've been full of energy since then. I'm grateful I see the choices I have today. I was laying in bed last night and my throat was consistently a little bit irritable. And I thought, this doesn't mean anything. I don't know what this means. I am interested in letting this go and have I am healthy right now. I am healthy. I am not sick. I am healthy. A little irritable throat does not take all of me down into being sick. I am healthy. I live for that energy. I am full of energy. I'm excited about the day today. I trust God's plan. If I need to get sick to avoid some disaster, if I need to get full-on symptoms, that's fine. I'm not interested in that though. I'm not interested in any of that. I've done that enough times. I eat right, I take great care of myself, and I'm not interested in going through the whole sick routine. These things today help me to avoid what you might call getting sick an incredible amount of time. And I'm not germophobic anymore either. I eat stuff right off the floor. My daughter drops some stuff on the floor at the grocery store. I pick it up straight up and eat it because this is telling me I am immune. I have a fantastic immune system that can whoop germs, that can kick germs out, that can slay germs. And it's no big deal. I even did some visualizations. of the germs coming in and the knights of my immune system wiping out those germs. I tell the body, if there is anything we need to get rid of that one might call sickness, if there's any germs, annihilate them. We annihilate them. I remember at my daughter's birthday party, we're in a gymnasium where there's a lot of trampolines and kids going. Everyone I saw but me sanitized. I'm like, I don't need to sanitize. My immune system will wreck anything that tries to come up in here. I'm immune to almost anything I'm likely to get out there. And if there's not immunity, my immune system will wreck whatever it is and learn how to fight even better the next time. These are things I say to myself. This doesn't guarantee me that if there's some world pandemic, this body won't die with it too. I trust God's plan. It's not up to me to dictate the entire scenario for all of Earth. However, what I see today is I have a lot of choices in how I react. And I refuse to be a victim today of the littlest sore throat telling me, a victim of my own misguided and victim thinking. I used to play the victim a bunch. Oh God, here we go. Sore throat. Now I'm going to get sick. This isn't fair. I don't deserve this. I don't play that game today. If there's a minor irritation in the throat, I have some curiosity. Let's swallow 6 more times and see if it is every single swallow or if that was a passing thing. Let's forget about it and go on with my day. Let's continue to practice my affirmations. I am happy. I am healthy. I am God. I am immortal. I am energy. I live for that energy. We continue to go through in peace like that. I'm very grateful for the chance to share this with you today. This is the most pressing message and lesson I'm in the middle of, and I imagine it has huge potential to be useful for you. Next time you get that little sore throat or that little cough, refuse to negotiate and surrender. Nope, I don't care what that is. It doesn't mean I'm getting sick. I'm not interested in getting sick. I am healthy. I have a fantastic immune system. We will wreck this. And it doesn't matter what's happened before. All those lost battles, so to speak, of illness have prepared my body today to know exactly what to do when a minor sore throat comes in. And I'm grateful today that right now, my throat feels great. How's your throat feel?